This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Janet Yellen is a professor emerita at UC Berkeley's Business School. She chaired the President's Council of Economic Advisors under Clinton. And as a sidebar, she's from Brooklyn, New York, and is married to a Nobel Prize-winning economist, George Akerlof. And the Fed chair she would replace, if confirmed. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more on the Ben Bernanke legacy.
When Ben Bernanke took the helm of the Federal Reserve in 2006, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had broken through to 11,000, and the economy was going gangbusters. 3 years later, things looked a lot different.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has fallen below 7,000 for the first time in more than 11 years.
Bernanke's academic background was crucial, says Dartmouth economist Matt Slaughter. Bernanke headed the economics department at Princeton and was an expert on the Great Depression.
One of the scholarly lessons he shared through his academic work was the need for central bankers to innovate, especially in times of crises.
And innovate he did, says Bethann Bovino, an economist at Standard & Poor's.
You're looking at one of the most creative chairmen in history. Each time markets felt that they were out of bullets, they pull out a bazooka.
One of those bazookas was quantitative easing, says Bovino. The Fed bought billions in mortgage-backed securities and other bonds to keep interest rates low. It lent billions to banks.
I was scared. I wasn't sure if it would work.
But it did work, says Lawrence White, a professor of economics at NYU. He says Bernanke's extreme actions kept the economy from going off a cliff. At the same time, he says, Bernanke changed the culture of the notoriously cryptic Fed.
Making the Fed a more open, less mysterious place.
Still, Bernanke's extreme actions haven't been without their critics, says White.
Some people thinking inflation is just around the corner and he's been way too vigorous. Plus, he's seen as part of the cabal that bailed out the banks.
But that kind of back and forth is part of the job, according to a graduation speech Bernanke gave this year at Princeton.
Economics is a highly sophisticated field of thought that is superb at explaining to policymakers precisely why the choices they made in the past were wrong.
Legacies are hard to predict. After all, Bernanke's predecessor, Alan Greenspan, was knighted during his term as Federal Reserve Chairman. Now, he's largely blamed for the financial crisis. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.